Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Were someone to mention the word death to us, we likely would think immediately of a corpse, cold and lying in a coffin. If not this, then some related thought would no doubt come to mind. While this is true, the actual and literal meaning of the word death is separation. Those whose spirits have left their bodies are separated from us indeed, because they now dwell elsewhere while we remain on earth. Similarly, the 59th chapter of Isaiah describes the condition of spiritual death when, at verses 1 and 2, we are told that it is our sin that separates us from God. At Romans chapter 6, Paul said at verse 23 that death is the wage of sin. His reference is to the fact that we are separated from God because of sin. However, he continues to say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thus, man is given hope to know that even though he earns separation from God because of his sin, God wishes man to be reconciled and reunited with him. By completing obedience to Christ, such becomes possible. At Ephesians chapter 2, Paul talks about Christ quickening those who were dead in trespasses and sins. Here, the quickening refers to the restoration of spiritual life. For example, if you have ever pulled a hangnail back too far, you may have painfully reached what is called the quick, or the place where the tissue is alive. While quick means alive in this context, to quicken refers to the providing of life to one who had it not. As the text of Ephesians 2 reads on, Paul remarks that the sin which results in spiritual death is something that has been characteristic of everyone. However, just as surely as God through His Spirit did raise up Christ from the dead, so also by that resurrection does He make possible the restoration of our spiritual lives. Lives which had been lost because of the guilt of our own sins. Those alive anew unto God may also live eternally with Him in His own abode. And may He richly bless you. And have a great day.